here?
Sure. I am Valerie DeMambro. I live in Philadelphia in Queens Village. I am a stand-up comedian and storyteller in the city of Philadelphia. Oh my god, ricotta cheese pie. That's like the best thing in the world, but I definitely can't eat that anymore because the crust is like the best part of that. This is probably like a tiramisu or something, I guess, right?
Do you guys have any gluten-free offerings?
Not at all.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Where I moved from New York to Philadelphia in 2010, it was a super stressful time in my life. I was married for 2 years, and my husband at the time had spent most of my money. So I was broke, I filed for divorce, was laid off from my job, and found bed bugs, all within a 3-week period of time. So all signs were pointing to I needed to move back home with my parents, according to my mother. But I started having extreme stomach issues. Not only that, I was extremely lethargic. I was waking up with numbness in my arms and legs, and I started to gain weight. And I didn't know why, because I'd been exercising a lot more. So the conversation kind of went like this. The doctor was like, hey, Val, how long has your stomach been hurting you? And I was like, well, doc, 9, maybe 10 years. So he just kind of looked at me and decided to run some tests. And about a week later, I got the diagnosis, and it was celiac. And I was all like, silly who? Because I'd never heard of this before. I had no idea what he was talking about. Apparently, at some point in my life, and mostly because of the stress of the prior 6 months, because that's what happens with celiac, I became intolerant of gluten. I was diagnosed a wheat racist, which was a very weird moment in my life. I'm Italian-American. I grew up Italian-American. So I was raised on a steady diet of things like pasta, bread, chicken, breaded fried cheese, breaded fried vegetables, cannolis, The Godfather, Mario Lanza, and a healthy side of guilt. That was basically what my life was like. So being gluten-free meant being gone of all of the delicious things on that list. I was basically ignoring Clemenza's advice from The Godfather. I was taking the gun but leaving the cannolis. So it made no sense. My grandmother would just look at me with disappointment and threaten me with guilt and just like, just eat the macaronis, I could be dead tomorrow. And I'm not saying that my refusal of gluten's killed my grandmother. I'm only saying that she just happened to die 1 month after I told her I could no longer eat her raviolis. I just turned into a completely different person. I no longer, had comfort foods. I'd be freaking out and I couldn't even have like macaroni and cheese. The only thing that this restaurant would have for me is a freaking salad. And if they brought it with a crouton on it, I was literally gonna explode in the middle of the restaurant.
My name is Brett Hopkins. I'm working at the Flying Monkey Bakery in the Reading Terminal in Center City, Philadelphia. I try to keep everything listed as gluten-free items. We can't call them gluten-free because we're open-aired, so we make everything noticed as flour-free because we don't put any flour in the production of the products.
Some places you go and you go and they're like, oh yeah, it's gluten-free, and then you look in the back and it's literally like just, it looks like a flour explosion went off in the back and you're like, I don't think I'm gonna try that. That seems kind of a, what would you recommend?
Our flourless macaroon, which is on the other side behind me, has coconut, egg whites, sugar, and almond extracts. The flourless chocolate cake is chocolate, butter, eggs, sugar, cornstarch, salt.
Yeah, I am gonna get a macaroon.
Total is 125
out
of two.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie.
I guess I'm free from gluten, but it feels more like free from flavor, free from joy. I get it. It's also free from pooping in my pants. But, that seems like a really small price to pay for a really good slice of pizza.
That's the morning.